Okay, so those of you who are learning Shmuel on Sunday, we noted that the trope of having two wives in Tanakh is always bad, right? It never goes well. Hence, you know, Penina and Chana doesn't go well, right? That was the point we saw from the whole Moshe, that whenever you see two wives, you should expect that things are going to go badly, because that's basically just how Tanakh works. This is worse when it is two sisters, which is what we have in this week's parsha, where it is clear that things... What? Yeah, it goes horribly. So what I wanted to do was talk about it. Rav Samet on this week's parsha has an excellent treatment. Actually, on Achrayma, but it's connected to this week's parsha, on how this parsha actually sheds light on the Torah's later reflection about not just two wives, because two wives the Torah allows, even though... it's often bad, but it does forbid the particular construal that we have in this week's parsha. Right, that is one step too far that the Torah ends up forbidding, which obviously leads people to say, "Well, how could Yaakov do it?" Well, the answer might be that Yaakov is responding, that the prohibition is responding to this story of how it goes with two wives. What? Or he didn't keep the mitzvot. But that may not help us. So what I want to do is talk about that, right? Meaning, how did Yaakov marry not just two wives, but two sisters, right? Two wives, fine. It's mutter, but often usually a bad idea. Always a bad idea, basically. But two sisters is also usher, according to later in Tanakh. So how do we deal with that? So Rav Samet notes that the following, okay? If you look at the isser to marry two sisters, it's very interesting. Because it says, V'isha el achota... A woman and her sister, lo tikach litzror, you shall not take, what's litzror? To make as a rival, legalot ervata alea bechaya, to uncover her nakedness in life. Now, this is different than the other prohibitions, both in the language and lehalacha, right? Correct. It doesn't say don't marry her, it says litzror. And therefore, la halacha, how do we understand this? This is the only isser that you can't do bichayeha. That's what the pasuk says. Meaning, two sisters you actually can marry, but not at the same time or while one is alive. No. That's where the brother died. The husband died. Right? The brother. Opposite. Right? Close, but no. Right? Meaning, and this is even if someone divorces his wife, he can't marry his sister in her lifetime. Meaning, how do we take this prohibition? Very specifically, you can't take two sisters to be tsarot. Tsara means distress, pain, whatever, a rival, and that is what we call a co-wife in halacha, is a tsara. Is a tsara, because Rashi says, lasot etzu tsara lazu. Don't make them sorrow to each other. Why is it that this prohibition is not presented as an isser of she'er, right? The other one's also called she'er, where the nakedness itself is an erva. This is not, right? It's clearly not. This woman isn't forbidden to you. It's usher to make them sarot to each other. And again, that's true lehalacha. Now, of course, right, let's come back to the Yaakov question. So how could Yaakov marry two sisters? So Reb David Zvi Hoffman just says, as Evan said, the Avot didn't keep the Torah. So yes, if you don't take that midrashic tradition literally, then it doesn't raise a technical halachic problem. But it's not really that simple. Why is it not that simple? Right? Why is it not that simple? It's true that maybe it wasn't formally usher. But the Arayot in general are described as toevot, right? It's like abominations, as there's something like ethically wrong about them. Therefore, sure, maybe it wasn't technically usser, but still, like, you want Yaakov not just to do things that are technically mutter, you want him to do things that are proper. And so the Ibn Ezra responds to this, and he says, he says, some people think that Rachel and Leah weren't really sisters. He said, that's not true. But he says, but maybe this erva, specifically marrying two sisters, is not a toiva. It's different from the other arayot. And therefore, if it's not usher, then it's also not per se unethical. So I'm going to skip he has a nice discussion here of the Karaite interpretation of these tshukim and the problems with it.
Wait, hold on. How could you think that any of the Isurim are ethical?
I mean,
any of the Ergos are ethical.
So that's a major machlok Rishonim, but some of the Rishonim think that they are chukim and some are mishpatim.
People say they're mishpatim?
Yes. It's a machloket Rishonim. It's a machloket seemingly in Midrashim and Chazal. Because some of the Midrashim include Arayot as a chok and some of them don't. Isn't that? No.
I mean, if you really want to contort your mind, sure.
Well, we can talk about the Yuthra problem afterwards, but no. But, so interestingly, though, So what Rav Samet says, well, let's think about it more properly, right? What becomes clear is that if any of that, this is not a to'eva, right? It's not like some objectively, it's not an erva in the classic sense. He said, what is it? If all the arayot, this is the one that is explicitly presented as moral, right? Explicitly, right? Which is, don't marry two sisters because then you will make them into tzarot for each other. Right? It's explicitly presented in moral terms. Right? It's not that it's the woman is usher to you. She's not. Right? If the first sister dies, you can marry the second one. It's not an erva. Right? What is it? It's ethically wrong to turn, right? Co-wives are bad enough, but it's bad to take the dynamic and impose it on sisters. As the Ramban said, why is that particularly bad? Because sisters are supposed to, or they do, love each other. Right? Right? And therefore, it is an ethical problem. It's not an erva, it's an ethical problem. What you're doing to them, and that, now, does that make the question better or worse? Well, in a certain sense, better, because they weren't, two marrying two sisters is not like an erva. On the other hand, it makes it worse because what you see is that the reason to not marry two sisters is a fundamental ethical problem that everyone should understand, is that you're basically creating a dynamic where the people who normally love each other end up being rivals and hating each other. Right? So that only makes it worse for Yaakov, which is why should he do this? Now, again, we have other technical problems, ways of solving the Yaakov problem. So, for example, the Ibn Ezra suggests that maybe the Avot only kept the mitzvot in, and the Ramban says this as well, only kept the mitzvot in Eretz Yisrael, right, and not in Chutz La'aretz. And the Ramban goes farther, and he says that's why he never slept with both of them once he was back in Israel. Maybe that's why she needed to die. Rachel needed to die when they get back to Israel. Maybe that's why he didn't even bury both of them in Maran and Machpelah, so even in death, right? They wouldn't be rivals like that. But again, so let's review what we have. Right? We have a problem, which is how could Yaakov marry two sisters? Right? Yes, there's the technical problem is maybe they're not keeping the mitzvot, Or you could solve it, they only keep the Neret Yisrael, or maybe the Maharal says they only kept the Aseis but not the Lot Aseis, because maybe Aseis are like a positive spiritual thing and Lot Aseis only become Aser because God said it. But on the other hand, that only half solves the problem because you want them to be paragons of ethics. So now, on the one hand, you could solve the problem by saying, well, this Erva isn't a Toeva. It sounds like it's not really like a spiritually, metaphysically terrible in the way the other Arayot are. But on the other hand, it's the only one that the Psukim specifically say is an ethical problem, which is that you are taking two people who should love each other and putting them in a situation where they are in competition and therefore end up hating each other. So that makes it worse. Because now you're saying, look, maybe it was mutter, but it's the type of thing that the Pasuk explicitly says is usher because of what it does to the relationship. And therefore, it specifically should be the thing that should be problematic for the oven, even if they don't keep the mitzvot, because they should be sensitive to basic human relationships. So what's the answer? What? Nah, so here I find Rav Samet's answer very compelling, which is no. Of course Yaakov was aware of the problematic dynamic, and it in fact played out. But he was tricked into it. He was supposed to marry Rachel. He got tricked into marrying Leah. So he had two choices. He could either have the problematic situation of two sisters being co-wives, which is bad, admittedly, and it plays out badly in the story, or he could do something even worse, which was not marry Rachel and let Lavan get away with his deception, and Rachel live out her days, right, frustrated that she didn't get to marry the person she loved because her father tricked Yaakov and she married Leah. And then you think she's going to love Leah then? Think about it. What's the problem here? The problem is that you're going to have sisters who end up, exactly, meaning Yaakov, right, forget the formal, assume that he didn't keep the mitzvah because he kept it, but it's an ethical problem, right? It's an ethical question. Okay, but here, if the problem is you don't marry two sisters because they're going to end up hating each other, well, what's his option now? Either he marries them and there's tension within the marriage, or he lets Lavan get away with the trick. Rachel now hates Leah because Leah successfully married Yaakov to the exclusion of Rachel, which is worse. Meaning, if it is an ethical problem that you don't want to create a situation in which loving sisters end up having to be in competition, possibly hate each other, then on an ethical level, you can understand why Yaakov was stuck. Because, yes, it was bad, but it'd be worse if he didn't. And therefore, on an ethical level, you can justify Yaakov. But what? But you could understand that when the Torah prohibits marrying two sisters, what is it essentially doing? Responding to precisely the story and saying, look, Yaakov was forced into it because the alternative would be worse. But you see, even with noble intentions, it was really bad. Right? It created a lot of problems. Again, it would have been worse if he hadn't, but that doesn't mean that the dynamic was good. So simultaneously, you can say that Yaakov didn't do anything ethically wrong because for him, again, he didn't have to keep the Torah formally, and ethically, he was stuck between a rock and a hard place or a worse place or whatever. But on the other hand, once you have the prohibition, which story are you supposed to keep in mind to understand to understand the problems of the ethical situation that you put people in when you marry two sisters? This story. So simultaneously, you can say that Yaakov did nothing wrong. He didn't do something ideal. But that was because someone else forced a non-ideal situation onto him. So it's not a critique of him. You can say that, that the prohibition is an ethical one because you're not supposed to put sisters in a situation where they end up hating each other. Yaakov didn't do anything wrong because he was forced in a situation where the alternative would have made the relationship worse. But nevertheless, once you have the prohibition and it describes it not in Erva terms, but in common sense ethical terms, which is don't do this to two sisters, you can then look back at the Yaakov story as if the Torah is saying, listen, you saw what happened, Yaakov did it, admittedly not through his own choice, but he did it, and look at the tension created, use that to understand why forever you shouldn't do it, right? So you simultaneously get justification for Yaakov, but also an explanation of why, if at all possible, this should never happen, and why the Torah would later make it one of the Araya. Now again, this is specifically the sisters. As the whole Moshe noted, it's not just this, that the reality of having multiple wives creates a smaller version of this dynamic, which is why the whole Moshe derived in this in the Psukim of Chana and Penina, that in general, the Torah is telling you all the stories of multiple wives and how badly they go, is to tell you that having multiple wives is in general problematic, but the Torah doesn't prohibit it. What it does prohibit is that dynamic with sisters, which is, as this story proves, even more tragic. Okay, fine.